Now, fancy pants. Would you want your men dressing up in sexy lingerie designed for men? Can they? What's this about, young Vincent?
So there's this new range of men's lingerie. So it's a...
Right.
It's types of boxers. There's a whole variety of them and some of them are a bit lacy.
Lace pyjamas?
Yeah.
Corsets?
Yeah. It's just that other option. And apparently they're very popular. Some of them are selling out, so people want to buy these things.
You've forced this item onto the show, haven't
you? Not at all. Not at all. I might have suggested the item.
All right.
But I did not force it.
All right.
It.
Menagerie. No. This is your thing now.
That's the name of the company that's making these.
Prancing around in little lace pyjamas and
yeah,
a corset.
Excuse me. It doesn't say anywhere in that queue that I actually wear these or endorse them in any way.
The commentators Kim Kelly and Jim McDowell are with us this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Thank Jim McDowell. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning. Kim, he. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Stephen. Are you picking me up all right?
I'm not saying Jim, I'm saying Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Hello there.
It's a good start, isn't it?
Jim can't hear you because Jim is lounging on his chaise long in a pair of these lacy
boxers. And frilly boxers, Jim.
Listen, have you been watching this programme for Sci, for God's sake, on the TV? I mean, this is nothing new. All them French fellas running about in their pantaloons and their high heel shoes and their wigs and their fancy underwear, their lacy underwear. It is nothing new. And sure, hasn't David Beckham been doing it? Hasn't he even been modelling for the past couple of years?
Apparently Vinny does it.
They're not lace underwear that David Beckham models. That's what H&M. They're just normal boxers. But are you really against these, Jim? Would you ever wear them?
Who's hosting this show?
Well, you're just ass talking nonsense. Let Jim talk.
Look, 37 years in the rugby scrum, can you imagine me getting into a changing room and stripping down the lace panties and saying to the boys, right, let's get out here, front of the studs, front of the heart, front of the head, front of the thighs, get stuck in here, lads.
Maybe that's the modern word, Jim.
Wear them under your shorts instead of jock straps. Oh, you can imagine that, can't you?
Might look slightly nicer in a jockstrap.
To be fair, though, it might really put them off. You know,
you're looking at it from Stephen.
Kim Kelly, save us here.
I think it's great. I just say, about time. Honestly, the state of men's pants in Northern Ireland is just awful, and this could only be a good thing.
I hesitate to ask this, but why is the state of men's pants awful?
Well, you know, I'm among... friends here, so I can talk. You know, I've been married for a while now. I'm back on the single scene, and nothing has changed. Still, Northern Ireland men are presenting in Homer Simpson pants that their mammy bought them 5 or 6 years ago. It's not a good look, boys. So if you have a pair of those novelty Homer Simpson pants, please get rid of them.
Presenting, Kim, you paint this picture as if these men are coming up and presenting themselves to you in their pants. What type of nights out do you have?
They are, yeah. Look, we've all been on social media.
Yeah, but didn't our farmers start all this, Stephen? I mean, Jesus, how long have long johns been around? I mean, if you're going out to play a field on a winter's morning or whatever, and, you know, the long johns are like ballet tights. And, you know, farmers as ballet dancers, the root of myriads of our rural community.
But, Jim, you could put these over your long johns. You could combine the two and have, like, a lacy long john combo.
Where are you going to go for it? Well, you know, which pub are you going to go into and order a pint of those?
Would you wear these lacy kind of stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I wouldn't be really against them. I saw a few pictures and they don't look that comfortable.
Really?
I saw pictures, yeah, because I set up the story.
All right.
But they don't look very comfortable, and that's important.
Why wouldn't they be comfortable?
Because they're lacy, and the support that is there with a good pair of boxers, let's put it like that, wouldn't be there with these lacy things.
I don't know what you're
just
talking
from
about.
My perspective.
Support? It's like a
bra. Half the reason. No. Well, look, some people wear, this is getting into a slightly side issue, baggy underwear. I don't like to wear baggy underwear because I find that there is no support. So I go for more fitted underwear because there is support and things don't jiggle around as much.
I really didn't want to know that, Jim, did you?
Well, that's what was asked, Vanita. Where did jockey pants come from? You know these things that they're like wee trunks? Remember your mama used to call them?
Yes.
Wee trunks that they put on you. But why do they call it? Is it because things jiggle around when you're riding a horse, standing up riding a horse?
Well, why do they call them jockey pants?
Jockey pants?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
Is this a sign of the modern world, Kim Kelly, where basically people feel free now to wear what they want? They're not sticking to some type of stereotype. And if they want to have a little frilly pair of pajamas. Absolutely. If that's what Vinny wants to do up in Tuckmona overnight, then that's what he should do.
I think Vinny should really go for it. Like, for far too long, girls have been wearing underwear that really isn't comfort-based. I mean, let's face it. Men seem to always go for comfort. And you know what? It really shows. Guys, please listen to me. Get rid of those Manchester United pants. Start making a little bit more effort. It's just awful.
Well, Kim has a good point here.
Just on this point, Jim Madol, you've given me an idea. Do you think if we got Nolan pants that they would sell?
I think you're talking about loincloths, sir, aren't you? Tarzan. Never mind riding horses and jockey pants. You'd be swinging from trees in your loincloth.
What would they sell?
That would be some...
A wee picture of me on the...
Wouldn't.
A little picture of me on the crotch.
The picture wouldn't go on the crotch, put it like that.
I'm going to do this. We're going to launch our own.
No, we're not.
We are going to launch our own underwear.
Well, Jim Madol, you'll be the first one to receive a pair.
Well, I'm not too sure there are any more welders left in the shipyard that could make you a pair. They could weld you together. For God's sake.
The thing is, Kim has a good point, though. If you put on a nice pair of a pants, underwear, whatever it is, it can make you feel good, too, at the same time. If you're getting dressed up, and some people have a habit of keeping their boxers for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and there are these things with holes in them, and they're not comfortable, and there's elastic's gone, and you might as well not be wearing them at all. That's what you do, you go commando.
That's right. No, I don't wear any.
Yes.
Lovely. That's a lovely image.
Just a cool breeze.
Apparently these things... Do you know what happened to me, by the way? This is a true story.
I'm not sure, as your friend and producer, if you should continue with this story if it's the one you've told me.
Yes, it is.
Well, at your own risk.
Here's this happened to me 2 weeks ago, Jim and Kim. Would you like me to share my story with you?
Go ahead, you may as well.
I was in Fantasy Island and I was serving dinner to someone on a dinner tray.
Right.
And so I carried the dinner into this person. Mm-hmm. Imagine both my hands at each side of the tray. Mm-hmm. This is only slightly farcical because it's 100% true. And as I was serving dinner, my trousers fell down. And I couldn't pull them up because both my hands were in the tray.
So what did the person you were serving dinner to, what did they do?
They took a picture and sent it out.
There we go. We should send that picture out now if you want to see it, yes.
We should not. It's awful. So
maybe that's just your style of serving dinner. Did you have lacy pants on?
A bit of cock of van.
That's not... You can't say stuff like that. That's like suggesting toad in the hole. You can't say that.
That's like the type of thing the BBC will edit out before this ever reaches the light of day.
Okay. But what he didn't say there was he was actually wearing lacy pants, and that's...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's just something that's different.
Kim, thank you. Jim Madol, thank you very much. How are you doing, Jim? You doing all right?
I'm great. I'm just thinking about it. What I'm going to have, you know, up for my dessert after my lunch, Dave. And I suppose after you know, it's going to have to be a Knickerbocker Glory. You know?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Kim.
Jim and Kim, it sounds like a sitcom.
It does.
I like it. Yes.
I don't care what you like.
So are you going to go out and buy these frilly pants?
No.
Just continue with Commando?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck with that.